Welcome to The Word in 10, a devotional from Dwell Community Church. Ben Faust here with a short word from the book of Psalms. So we've been making our way through Psalm 23. This is the second in our devotional series out of four in Psalm 23. And David has been telling us about his relationship with God. And he's been using an illustration to do that, which is the shepherd. So here's what he said last time in the first two verses. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." And so let's keep reading and see what he says next. Verse 3, he says, "He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." He guides me. So last week we said, the Lord is my shepherd who provides. That's something that he does. But here he's getting at something a little bit different, that the Lord is my shepherd who guides, or you could say who leads. And the implication here is that sheep need led. So, you know, being compared to a sheep, it's not really a complimentary comparison, okay, to be compared to a sheep. Look, they're not the most noble creatures. They're not known for their intelligence. They're not like raccoons that can figure things out and feed themselves. Sheep don't have defense mechanisms. They don't have fangs or claws or quills or venom or shells or camouflage. They're just bright white. They're not that smart. They stand out. And their only survival mechanism is just to kind of follow the sheep in front of them. And so David's saying, in my relationship with God, I'm like that. You know, he's describing a state of provision, I shall not want, but he's also describing a state of dependence. Okay, he's saying, I want for nothing, but why? Because I am dependent. I'm completely dependent on him to guide me. Sheep need led, and the implication here is that we need led too. Now, I know that that is not a very popular idea. It's certainly a countercultural idea, the idea that I need a leader. And, you know, in our culture, we think, man, that would always run cross purposes with your happiness. If you want to be happy and fulfilled, you have to be completely unfettered. Never let anyone shepherd you. Never let anyone lead you. But here is the thing, is that according to the Bible, that's actually how we're designed. We're not created to be completely independent beings. It's that we're actually created to be provided for and depend on and be led by God. So it's a state of provision and dependence. It's a state of provisioned dependence. When Jesus came in Matthew 9, there's a verse where he's looking out over the people of Israel. It says, Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And seeing the people, what did he say when he saw the people? He didn't say, ah, they're fine, they got it, they don't need anything. He didn't say that. He also didn't look at them and say, look at these terrible, wretched people and their disgusting sin. He didn't say that either. It says in verse 36, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them, because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus said, it's sad. It's sad because they don't have a shepherd. You know, when a sheep doesn't have a shepherd, it's sad. It's sad when a dog gets away and doesn't have an owner. And it's sad, he says, when we as human beings don't have a leader, because that's how he made us. You know, when we try to go it in this life alone, without a shepherd, it leads to sadness, because that's just not how we're designed. We end up finding some other shepherd, a human shepherd, to lead us, who's never going to be as good or never going to be as strong or as wise as God. Or we just end up trying to be our own shepherd, which sounds like freedom, but actually it's just a crushing weight that we're never meant to bear. And the result, Jesus said, is that they were distressed and dispirited, and that made him sad. But here, David says, he guides me in the paths of righteousness, and he provides, and he also leads. And therefore, by implication, since God's role is to lead, that means that my role is to follow in his leadership and to view myself that way. So where does he lead me? Well, David says, he leads me, he guides me in the paths of righteousness. In other words, he guides me in his way, that God has a way for us to live. He has things for us to do, righteous things of purpose. And that's going to be different from my own way. In Psalm 1, the psalmist says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of wicked, or stand in the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law," or his teaching, "he meditates day and night." And then he concludes, "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous." He's contrasting these two ways, the way that we go on our own, the way that sinners go, versus his way of righteousness. And the point is that he says, how blessed is the man who does the one and not the other. Blessed just means happy, or like made happy by God. And so God wants us to be happy in being led in his way. But here's the thing. It's actually pretty hard to do that. Even if I decide, okay, I want to try to go God's way, it's still pretty hard to do that. And so the awesome promise that we're seeing here in this passage is that God, the shepherd, he helps me even to do that. He will help me on his way of righteousness because he knows that way and he leads on that way. And that is the path that leads to happiness. So then he concludes by telling us why he does this. It says, he does this for his name's sake. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's kind of a little throwaway tagline. It might be easy to skip, but we shouldn't skip it because David is telling us God's motivation. Why does God lead us on his path? Because it glorifies him. It glorifies God when we follow him. It glorifies God when we are satisfied and happy because we followed him. And it glorifies him to help us graciously in that endeavor. And, you know, it might not seem that important, but it is important because it's a much more durable reason than just God happening to be pleased with me, or, you know, he may or may not guide me today. No. This is something that he does, and it is rooted in who he is. He does that because that is his character. And I think it also reminds us that we're important, right? He has something significant for us to do, and so it matters. And that is a way that we are importantly different from sheep. So when we make the right decision, when we decide to follow him in his paths, and when we let him lead and assume our role as follower, it's actually something that is important and significant from God's point of view in heaven. All right, so what have we seen here today in Psalm 23? We've seen that in David's relationship with God, he's the sheep, God is the shepherd. And that means that he lives in a state of provision. It also means that he lives in a state of dependence because I depend on this God and I follow this God's lead. So, what's the application then? I think it is just to let God be the leader of your life. And if you hear that and you think, well, I don't need a leader, I don't want a leader, well, you're wrong according to the Bible. God says, this is how I made you. Don't try to be your own shepherd. Don't follow some other unworthy shepherd. Live the way I made you to live, which is to let me be your shepherd and follow me. So if you heard Jesus' words when he says that he looked at the people and said they were distressed and dispirited, if that jumped out to you, like, yeah, I've been feeling distressed and dispirited. Okay, well, there might be a lot of reasons for that. I don't know. But the thing that Jesus points to in that passage is to have a shepherd, to recognize your need for a shepherd. So I think that's a good starting place. Do you view yourself fundamentally as someone who is shepherded or should be shepherded or not? In other words, who is the leader of your life? And I know it's not a popular point to argue. I know that it's hard on the pride to say, the Lord is my shepherd. Yes, it's hard on the pride. But here's the thing, it's easy on literally every other part of life because that's how we were made. That's how we're supposed to live. And so, ask God today to show you where he's leading you in your life, his path of righteousness, and show you what provisions he's leading you to, and affirm to God that you, like a sheep, like all of us, needs shepherded and that you want him to play that role in your relationship. So that's the end of our episode for today. For more resources like this, you can check out dwellcc.org. And next week, we'll pick up and take on the next section of Psalm 23. See you next time.